The time is up on Washington rejecting an income tax. At least that's what majority Democrats think. They passed over the weekend in the state Senate, Senate Bill 1596, that would impose a new income tax on investments. Of course, it's called a capital gains tax. And I'm glad that Mark Schessler, who has been a legislator for nearly 30 years and former Republican leader in the Washington State Senate, could join us here for a few minutes to talk about what happened and what happens next. First of all, Senator, thanks for making the time. Good to hear your voice.
Great to be back with you and the listeners.
All right. So, what happened over the weekend, and did any of what happened surprise you?
You know, we knew that the majority Democrats wanted an income tax. It's always been the holy grail. The only two questions that were there would be, would they get the minimum 25 or more, and could we find three or more Democrats who would help remove the emergency clause?
The drama was,
we found those three Democrats and were able to pull the emergency clause off.
Okay, well, let's make sure the audience knows what the emergency clause is.
Well, that's a great one. The emergency clause enacts a bill immediately upon signing, 30 days, and you do not have the power of referendum. And when you really don't want the public to have a shot at repealing it, you put something that is truly not an emergency on an emergency clause, and then it requires an initiative to repeal it, which is a far higher threshold for signatures.
Yeah, twice as many, as a matter of fact.
That's a fact.
So as things go, the bill that passed does not contain an emergency clause. That could get added in the House version. But the bottom line here is, for the first time, well, not for the first time, for heaven's sake, this has happened many times, but the voters keep going to the polls to repeal it when it does happen. We now have a tax on income. Now, they say it's an excise tax. They say it's like the real estate excise tax. It's not really a tax on income, and you don't find that too persuasive, Senator Schessler.
No. Before the voting started on Saturday, I sent an email to every member, Republican and Democrat, containing two fact sheets from the Washington Policy Center and IRS rulings into the record that they don't believe it's an excise tax. It is an income tax. And that's what has the public concerned. They don't believe this for a minute.
All right. Well, we'll see. They think that we've got such an imbalanced state Supreme Court. You know, we keep hearing about, do we have too much of a conservative tilt of the U.S. Supreme Court, because it's either 6-3 or 5-4-1, depending on how you count. But here in Washington, there's not a single conservative on the state Supreme Court. It's like 0-9. I mean, everyone on the Washington State Supreme Court is either moderately liberal to ardently leftist.
Well, that's a fact. The last moderate on the Supreme Court has either changed their positions or is no longer serving. It is truly a G. Ansley court.
So you notice we don't hear that same concern about political or ideological or philosophical balance on the courts when it comes to the state Supreme Court, which is far more tilted left than the U.S. Supreme Court is to the right. So what they're hoping is that the politicized state Supreme Court will simply ignore both logic and tradition, what every other state with a capital gains tax is doing, what the IRS has defined as capital gains as an income tax, and will simply say, no, we agree, this is an excise tax. Now tell our listeners why that matters.
Well, it matters in that an income tax, clearly from 10 different elections or court rulings has said you need a constitutional amendment to enact an income tax. When Dan Evans and others looked at real tax reform, they didn't fear the voters. They were willing to take an income tax to the people, put it in statute, put it in the Constitution, and go. This is simply a grab at more money, and the FOIA requests on different leading Democrats show conversations that let's get this before the court, let's get a test case, so we have essentially a gateway drug to a state income tax.
And that is, if you will, the end game.
Okay. Absolutely. One of the amendments that is really interesting for your listeners is a prohibition on local governments enacting this or any other form of an income tax. We know there are cities and some counties that couldn't help themselves if they had this tool. They would enact it immediately.
So, yes, keep that in mind. The end game is not just a state income tax. The end game is that Washington State will authorize a state income tax and city and perhaps county income taxes as well.
Absolutely. If it's determined to be constitutional, they will go for it because they don't want tax reform. They want more money. If we wanted real tax reform, John, we would say, okay, we will tax the super rich on their stocks, bonds, other investments. We will lower the sales tax, which liberals believe is very, very regressive. We might consider lowering the tax rate on cell phones or car tabs, things that actually matter to hardworking, low-income citizens. But this is simply about more money.
Yeah, great point. I put that question to Noel Frame in the House, who's the lead sponsor of the wealth tax, which is a separate soak the rich tax. And I said, you know, if you really believe in making the tax system more equitable, why don't you pair this tax with a cut in the sales tax or some other tax that working class people pay? And that way you can actually market this as tax reform. And she said, oh, that's a good idea. But we have some bills that do that. I mean, the bottom line is they use that argument just as a platform to spring for higher taxes. They did the same thing in Seattle. They passed a city income tax, which has been swept aside by the courts so far. And there was no tax relief, no sales tax relief, no property tax relief of any kind for the middle income, low income people of Seattle. They just wanted to use that as an argument to get a tax on the wealthy. So let's go from policy to politics. What happens next, Senator Mark Schessler?
Okay, well, in the legislative process, we know this is in the House. Mm-hmm. The House has never, ever rejected this tax, and I think they are certain to pass it.
Okay.
But I believe the House is certain to strip the emergency clause off to make it harder for the people to have a referendum on this. That's a fact. Then we go into a little bit of a boring part of this, and that's a concurrence process with the Senate. If 25 senators vote to concur with the House amendments repealing the emergency clause, it's to the governor's desk, and we know Jay Inslee has never vetoed a tax yet, and he's not going to start now.
Okay. So, number one, it will mean either getting about 300,000 signatures for an initiative, and they'll have only a couple months to do it, or they will have 90 days to get 150,000 signatures if they want to take it off via the people. Or they can roll the dice and take their chances in court. They have a very strong case, but we have a very slanted state Supreme Court.
Right. There are some really great legal minds that have been studying this, strategizing this for a long time, but based on the drug legalization, ag labor, water, this Supreme Court is pretty darn hopeless.
Yeah. All right. I appreciate you going over both of these things, and I assume that the House is probably going to take action on this in the next week because they obviously don't want the revenue forecast that shows we don't have a huge revenue shortfall. We don't have a fiscal crisis in Washington State. They need to get that tax passed before it becomes clear that they don't really need this tax.
Well, I don't know if they can stick to that schedule, but as we said, John, this is not about money. The federal relief package is going to be more than generous to the state. You remember last week I promised you to take you to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse if we didn't go up in revenue. I don't expect to have to. So it really isn't about the money. And the money is not dedicated unless it's in the Constitution, because your listeners remember the lottery was going to fund education, the death tax was going to fund education, and we're still looking to fund education.
Exactly. Exactly. Great reminder, Mark Schessler. Mark Schessler, of course, has been representing the good people of Ritzville and Eastern Washington in the Washington Legislature, House, and then Senate since the early 1990s. Thanks for joining us, Mark. Appreciate it.
Great to be back with your listeners, John.